It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Folks, how are y'all?
Slick chick!
You're a slick chick? Well, my goodness. And what a fine-looking lot of Army scholars are filling the benches in the old lecture hall tonight. They are Colonel Andy Anderson's aerial gunners of Yuma Army Airfield. And, man, they are sharp shooters. Seven. Yep, they're sharp shooters, all right. But, children, these gunners are really on the target. You can leave it to these men to shoot the bullseye. Yes, sir. You can leave it to these men to shoot the bullseye.
And I can certainly leave it to you to shoot the bull. Professor, I'm sure that before class starts, the student body would be interested in your observations of life here in Arizona.
Well, I think it is fascinating out here in the Arizona desert and here at Colonel Andy Anderson's overnight palm grove. Yes, this is a wonderful life here in Arizona. You know, out here in the desert, it's so delightful. The minute we got here, a man came up and showed us where we could all get a carton of cigarettes, a box of Kleenex, great big, thick, juicy steak. Aren't these desert mirages wonderful?
Yes, the meat and cigarette shortage is so bad nowadays that even the civilians are having to go without.
Please, please. Well, also, people are so polite along these Arizona highways. You know, they serve the guys soft drinks while the Army boys try to hitchhike. They call it thumb and Coca-Cola.
Please, the classroom lights are bright and high, and every student has his eye on our $240 in war bond prizes, including tonight's $100 cash bonus. Six chosen random scholars await their fate here on the lecture platform. Plenty of that famous Makes You Want to Dance music is in the offing, but right now, study is a must.
But, Dean, we can't let our dancing rust. Let's pick up some desert dust.
What you mean, Professor, is...
Come on, Dylan. Yes, dance or bust. Second week, let's listen to Michael.
We'll be horses, pegasus, and a boy, my love and I, so close we can share a single look, share every sigh, so close. Before I hear your laugh, my laugh breaks through, and when a tear starts to appear, my eyes grow misty too. Our dreams won't come tumbling to the ground, we'll hold them fast, darling, as the strongest hook is bound, we're bound to last. Your life is my life, and while life beats away in my heart, here will be pages in a book, never to fall. Will be closest pages in a book, never.
Falls on the college as the class bell summons six trembling scholars to examinations on which hang $240 in money prizes in the honor of the old school. Coyotes howl in the desert night. Buzzards take flight, and through the night comes that cactus sticker, that question picker, that old slicker with a snicker in his droopy knickers, whose accent is thick and whose head is thicker.
Okay, Kaiser.
And it is Sergeant Gerald Treadway from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Milwaukee, the home of Flitz. Come over here, Brother Treadway. In our private Andy Kramer, somewhere overseas, asked if you know what each one of King Henry the Eighth's wives said as a new wife came in. Henry the Eighth. Well, as an old wife went out and a new wife came in, the old wife said, she said,
somebody else is taking my place.
That's silly. That's right. She said, somebody else has taken my place. And when Henry VIII sentenced one of his wives, Anne Boleyn, to be beheaded, what candy bar did Anne mention when Henry sentenced her to be beheaded? She said, Henry. Oh, Henry. Well, history tells us that she pleaded with him to change his mind. But Henry refused, and so Anne gave up in despair and said, chop, chop, chop. That's right. She says, well, all right, chop, chop, chop. Like any woman, Anne tried to get the last word, but Henry cut her off short. All right, that's all he got. Here we go now with Corporal John Crambo. Is that right?
That's right.
Crambo from Chicago, Illinois. Yeah. All right, now, John Crambo, here's a jumbo from Shirley Goldert of Fort Washington, Wisconsin. Now, I'm going to rattle off a series of names, and you tell us what fort each list is identified with and what the names have in common. Dean, Johnson, Ruffing, Wyatt, Grove, Matheson, Alexander.
Well, they're all baseball pictures.
Pitchers, that's right. They're all baseball, and they're all pitchers. You know, I used to be a famous pitcher. I was famous for my slow ball. Yeah, I was so famous for a slow ball that when I threw a slow ball, it was so lazy, it slouched up to the batter and yawned.
Say, Professor, you know, my girl played on a girls' baseball team once, but it turned out bad.
Bad?
Yeah, she made so many squeeze plays, her folks threw her out at home.
Go away, Ace. All right, that was baseball. And now, what about these? Caridio, Ball, Albert, O'Brien, Bertelli, White.
Football.
All right, what position in the backfield would you say?
Quarterback.
Quarterback is certainly right.
Say, you know, I'm a football player.
Oh, no, Ace. So you're a football player. In what position do you play?
Bend over.
Please. out of here. Now, cut it out. Here's your third series. Corbett, Shorty, Bear, Lewis, Willard, Jeffries.
Fighting.
What were they?
Heavyweight.
Heavyweight fighters, that's right. You know who the champion lightweight is? My butcher. All right. Now, one more question. Who was the last man to box John L. Sullivan?
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. That's all. Get him out of here. Here we go. All right. Here is Corporal Horace Stern from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Horace, Air Cadet Frederick Becker of Amarillo, Texas, not only wants to see if you have a nose for news, but if you have the ear for news. Now, we're going to imitate two of the musical signatures of the screen's famous newsreels. You listen and see how good you are at identifying them. Here's the first. Newsreel. Would you say that was Metro? Would that be the RKO, Universal Newsreel, Pathé, Paramount? Which one do you think?
Paramount.
Paramount. No, no, no. I'm afraid not. It's either 20th Century, RKO, Pathé, RKO, Pathé, Universal.
RKO.
No, no. That was 20th Century Fox, Fox Movie Tone. All right, now let's listen to this one. What is this?
That's Paramount.
That is Paramount. It's so right.
First exam ends, Professor.
All right. The winner of the first exam is contestant number one, Sergeant Gerald Treadway, Milwaukee.
Hey!
Oh, yes, sir. Sergeant Treadway, you led the way. Gunner, you had a race and you won it. Oh, ain't I a punter? You know, you win a $50 wall bond first prize, and your pals of the gun blisters each win 10 for answering twisters. But hold on. It's bingo night in Kaiser College. Here under the desert dew, the sky's open, and it rains on you $100 in cash. Tonight's Brain Buster bonus. But, don't skidoo. You have a rendezvous in our final exam with our second semester honor scholar. Until then, toodaloo, sit there and dream. You're well-to-do. Georgia, not even the burning question of who will win tonight's $100 cash bonus compares with you. As our thousands of Army scholars wait to hear you sing.
All of a sudden, my heart sings when I remember little things. The way you dance and hold me tight. The way you kiss and say goodnight. The crazy things we say and do. The fun it is to be with you. The magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much. The secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand. The wind and rain upon your face. The breathless world of your embrace. Your little laugh and half surprise. The starlight gleaming in your eyes. Remembering all those little things. All of a sudden, my heart sings. Half surprise, light gleaming in your eyes, remembering all those little things, remembering all those little things. My heart sings.
Fast.
All right, sir. Now, first second-round scholar to try for our war bond prizes and our $100 cash bonus is Corporal Jim Mason from Brooklyn, New York. Yes, sir. Look at this boy from Brooklyn as straight as an arrow. Look at him stand up there. Yes, sir. A tree grows in Brooklyn. Say, Jim, old boy, Roger Matthews somewhere in the Aleutians wants us to tell you about a gunner here who was late getting back to camp. Well, Colonel Andy asked him why. You know Colonel Andy, the good humor man. Well, Colonel Andy asked him why he was late being back, and the aerial gunner's excuse was... He said what?
I didn't know what time it was.
I didn't know what time it was. Oh, boy, is that an old one, yes. Well, so that you'll know what time it is next time, we're going to practice. Now, concentrate. You're facing the clock. The big hand is at midnight, and the little hand is at right angles to it. So the time would be... He's got it.
3 o'clock in the
3 morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, now still facing the clock. If the big and the little hands are both halfway between 6 and 12, it's what time? Well, it should be... He's got it.
About a quarter to nine.
About a quarter to nine. Now he knows to tell the time. No more alibi. Here we are, private first class Charlie. This is Charlie Ince from Salt Lake City, Utah. Yes, sir, from Charlie Ince. Boy, this is no aerial gunner. This is the windsock. This is the tallest man I ever saw. Boy, his feet might be in humor, but his head's in Salt Lake City, I'll tell you. Now, listen, Charlie, old boy. Since we're with you aerial gunners, John Sampson of Seattle wants us to talk about famous gunners. Who is Gunner Hag, H-A-A-G, or Hog? Gunner Hag or Gunner Hog? Yes, sir, a track man, a Swedish track man, and he holds lots of records. What famous sixth gunner was known as Wild Bill? Wild Bill
Hickok.
Oh, Hickok, that's right. What frontiersman gunner died at the Alamo?
Davy Crockett.
Who was Gungadin?
Gungadin was an Indian runner, I believe.
No, that's not quite right. He was in Kipling.
Somebody.
That's it.
Waterboy
in Kipling, Gungadin. Here is Corporal Russell Stewart from, Bucyrus, North Dakota. Hey, Russell Stewart. Say, Russell, in this one from Marlene Horton of Huntington, Virginia, we'll set the scene, and all you have to do is to name the picture. Now, in this scene, a young priest ministers to the comforts of an old father, and as the old man drops off to sleep, the young one sings,
Do-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra.
There's the scene, and there's the song. What's the name of the picture?
The picture is Going My Way.
Going My Way. Now we're going to play the song by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen that won the Academy Award as the best picture tune of the year. See if you can name this song and the picture it's from. Also from Going My Way, that's right. And Leo McCary, who wrote the story and directed the picture, is also a songwriter, too. And we'll be playing one of his songs for you pretty soon. All right, that's very good.
Second exam is over. The judges speak.
we have high. It's the verdict, Professor.
You like the verdict? Well, shell out, kid. And the verdict is the Army crack shot for the college jackpot. The winner of the $50 war bond first prize in the second round is none other than it's a tie between contestant number one, James Mason of Brooklyn, New York, and Russell Stewart of Bucyrus, North Dakota. Two winners in the second round, and therefore they both are with honor or graduate accentuated. Your buddies each win $10 in stamps, and each of you win a $50 war bond. But that's not all from Kaiser College for your concentration and your knowledge. We hand you the college $100 bonus, now being held by the winner of the first round. You both meet head-on in the final exam to see who keeps the cash. Here you are. Would you like to pinch the money just to see if it's real? Go ahead. Pinch those dollars.
Ouch!
Please, I said pinch those dollars, not dollies.
Turn it on, Sister Lucy and Poe.
You got an accent. You ain't the positive evening. Mine is the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You gotta spread joy to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium. Liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark.
Jonah in the wind.
Fanfare, because here come those town criers, two swell sisters, two swell brothers. What harmonizing and what a tune. Evelina, kick it off, Gordon.
Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon?
Maybe.
Evelina, won't you bother by the bobolinks too?
Maybe, baby.
Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying the day. Don't you reckon it's wrong?
Trifling with a broom this way.
Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me too? The other fellas fine. Evelina, won't you roll out that vine and be mine? Evelina, Evelina, roll off of that vine, be mine.
time to bed and wake up. Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine. What's the use of smelling the water? Melon on the other fella's fine. Help the line.
College frames your brain. Folks, this is no rumor. We've come to Yuma to give away Mazuma $100 in cold cash.
Yes, yes. In just a minute, it will rain prosperity into the parched crevices of these Army gunners' pocketbooks.
Mr. Cranston, you say you want it to rain?
Yes.
You say you got more than your pocketbook?
Yes.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Get out of here! Goes and keep him out of here now. And with fearful looks, our two final scholars are, from the first round, Sergeant Gerald Treadway of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. From the second round, a tie between James Mason, Brooklyn, New York, Russell Stewart, Bucyrus, North Dakota. All three men are standing at the microphone. Now listen, men, the college clock is about to tick off 30 merciless seconds. And the one who answers the brainbuster question first goes home with the wherewithal. But, if you both miss, if you all three miss, the money goes over to next week to become a $200 kitty when we hold class next Wednesday with the GI patients and the staff of Hawk Army General Hospital in Santa Barbara, California. So don't let those guys recuperate on your money. Remember, $100 will buy an awful lot of Arizona cactus juice. All right, here we go to sprain your brain. No help, no hints from the audience, please. Don't anybody give it away. Look straight at me, man, and for 30 seconds, see if you can tell us how many amendments are there to the Constitution. Now, don't any help. How many amendments to the Constitution? Wait a minute. 20, 48, 23. All three are wrong. 22, that's wrong, too. 26, that's wrong. How many amendments to our Constitution? 25, no. 52, oh, no. 28, no, that's to do. Oh, no, that's 23. I'm sorry, you all three missed. There are 21 amendments to our Constitution. You were all around it. 21. Well, I'm sorry, then, certainly sorry that you three guys missed that, but since you did, the money stays in the college till until next Wednesday and becomes $200 for the patients at Hoff General Hospital to try for. Well, well, all you gunners, you really made noise like the new 10-tonners. Our two winners may each walk away with a $50 war bond prizes for today. And the other four did some fine gunning, so those men are in the running with $10 each in cents.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.